Despite the gray sky outside, inside the studio was quite cheerful.
Is it a girl or a boy?
The bright, colorful space housed three girls chatting about the weekend while glazing handmade rabbits. Sarah Barron is a licensed creative art therapist and owns Spotted Rabbit, a studio with art classes, art therapy, and an apprenticeship program for a population within the disability community she saw was underserved.
I went to a training about job development for them, and I started asking, well, what about these people that need staff with them or are nonverbal who can't be left alone in the community?
What she found was hardly anything. To fill this void, Barron created the program, which she says gives people who are highly functional yet can't quite work independently a purpose, a structured schedule, and a job. Artists sell their work around the city. Ellie Anowick is one of those artists. She says her favorite medium is clay.
I like how you can get mad at it, and you can take out all the clay.
The latest project to come out of the studio is 200 rabbit sculptures. For 7 months, artists molded and glazed and baked 200 rabbits, giving them names and hiding them in 41 parks around Rochester.
The idea was that we would have individuals who don't normally have an opportunity to make public art, and then also people who may not have an opportunity to go see art or own a piece of artwork actually be able to find it in their local park, pick it up, take it home.
Barron says they have only heard back from 45 owners who have found the rabbits, meaning there are many more out there waiting for a new home. Caitlin White, WXXI News.